Influence in popular music has many levels. You can have a riff that becomes a standard, repeated over and over, like Chuck Berry's. You can have a style that takes root and hangs on forever in its special corner, like heavy metal rock. Or you can have a style innovation that takes over, becomes so pervasive that virtually everyone playing in that field of music has to do some of it. Bebop in jazz is a fine example. In African pop, the equivalent is soukous from Zaire. Soukous has complicated sources. A simplified explanation is that the music came out of a combination of imported Latin songs, particularly the rumba, and traditional Zairean music called simply the folklore. What really got the ball rolling was a group of brilliant guitarists who began to lift the rumba away from its basics. The two most celebrated guitarists and band leaders of this period were Dr. Nico and Franco, who continues to make hits to this day. Here is a sample of Franco's landmark 1956 recordings with his band, TPOK Jazz. It's easy to see why fans call Franco the sorcerer of the guitar. But nothing stands still in popular culture, and a second generation of performers would carry soukous beyond the boundaries of Zaire. The singer Tabu Ley and the band Zyko Langa Langa beefed up the beat, added horns, and toughened the guitar sound of soukous. By the mid-70s, soukous had conquered whole countries' native styles and had become the most widespread music in Africa since high life. All this certainly had something to do with guitar heroics. Before soukous, Jimi Hendrix was widely imitated in African pop. The Hendrix mode is just about gone nowadays, but the idea of the extended solo workout on guitar has remained and been reinforced by soukous. The modern soukous group always features a star lead guitarist, and often two. But the hotshot lead vocalist is also essential, and one of the peppiest and catchiest of the new generation of singers is Kanda Bongo Man. Kanda Bongo Man's latest album is Kwasa Kwasa on the Hannibal label. It draws on a couple of his previously released LPs, and you get an especially full sound reproduction on the CD version. Most tracks are tales of heartbreak and desire. Other than Franco, soukous performers tend to stick to love songs since they pay the rent. Soukous numbers often have two parts. The first is a slower, more regular rumba-like section in which the singer works up a froth for his beloved gal, his belle amie, his Layla Layla. The second part is a free-form rave-up, where the guitarist and the horns toy with interlocking rhythms. When everything clicks in these sections, it's like being carried away on a cloud of beats. The only complaint with Kwasa Kwasa is that on some tracks the horn section is simulated by a synthesizer. They would have gotten a richer sound with real live brass in this case. The cascading guitar work, however, is faultless. Those who like Kwasa Kwasa should not hesitate to pick up the new solo album by Candabonga Man's guitarist, Diblo. It's called Super Sukus on the Shanaki label, and it features Diblo's band, Loketo. This is one of the most streamlined outfits in Sukus, and très chic indeed. The big hit Super K sent Paris spinning last year. So if anybody says the era of the dandy dance bands led by guitars is over,